It's been a very confusing day because it started with Florida saying that this is the law and that you have to have this permit. Now they've kind of reversed it and said that you won't. But I think what is confusing from an insurance standpoint is that the law is still technically on the books until it's repealed in the spring. And that has people questioning whether they need this permit or they don't. So I wanted to contact you guys and find out what your stance is. What is your advice to people who are going down on vacation and if they're going to drive down there?
Well, like everyone, we've been scrambling today to try and get a definite answer on what's happening with this Florida law. The latest that we have is that while the law is on the books, it may contravene the Geneva Convention of Road Traffic, and thus Florida is going to be looking at it further, so they're not going to be enforcing it until they get a final legal opinion. In spite of that, Insurance Bureau of Canada has sent out a note to our member companies, strongly advising them that they should, in terms of providing customer service, look at if someone is in Florida currently or in the next little while and has a claim, their auto insurance policy, their Ontario policy, will apply, and we've asked insurance companies to operate on the status quo, that if you do have a claim in the United States or in Florida specifically, that your insurer does in fact cover your claim as if it operated before December or January 1st of this year.
So basically what you're saying is if you don't have this permit and you get into a collision, you'll still be covered? Is that what it works out to?
Yes, the bottom line is we're still saying that until a final decision is made, so in the interim right now, Florida says that they're not going to be enforcing it, and we've asked our member companies that if people do get into a collision in Florida, that coverage will be applied just as it did before this law.
Okay, because I got a few calls from some people who work in the travel industry, whether they're agents or whatever, and they were saying that if you're going down there, they were saying they're advising their customers to get this permit because even though the law won't be enforced, it's still technically on the books and it's maybe a better safe than sorry. So if you get into a collision, the insurance company can't look at you and say, well, it's technically law, so you're in violation. But you're saying as of right now, whether you have this permit or not, you'll be covered.
Well, that's what we've asked the companies to do. Again, yeah, the travel agents and the travel industry are absolutely correct. To be on the safe side, as an insurance policy on top of your insurance, it makes sense to get an international driving permit. There's been some confusion throughout the course of the day, even whether or not this law was intended to apply to English-speaking jurisdictions like Canada and Ontario's as well, because our driver's licenses are in English. But to be on the safe side, if you can, might as well get an international driving permit. They're not that difficult to get, although I understand right now that there's a great deal of interest and large lineups to get them at the CAA facilities, which are the people who do offer them here in Canada and Ontario. But again, we have asked our member companies that if they do have customers who are involved in a collision in the United States right now, or even, I guess, since this was enacted back in January 1st, because of the uncertainty, to honor those claims and help their customers.
Okay. I'm just a question here. I know you guys are... just because you ask one of your clients to, or one of the member companies to do it, they still are on their own accord as to whether they're going to follow through with that, correct?
Yes. IBC, we are not the regulator. We're not the Financial Services Commission of Ontario, which sets the policy terms and conditions, the wording. So it's, you know, that's the body that would make any changes, regulatory changes, mm-hmm. to enforce or guide companies and provide bulletins and saying, here's what you do. We are a trade association, and we represent 90% of the companies that do offer home, car, and business insurance across Canada. So we've sent out a bulletin to our member companies. But again, technically, there's a law, it's on the books. Now, in practice, because of the uncertainty and questions surrounding the validity of it, too, of the law, Florida is saying they're not going to enforce it, but to be on the safe side, if someone can get an international permit, they're fairly inexpensive, fairly easy to get. It's good to have, but we're also saying and encouraging our member companies that if they do have customers who do have a collision, that they honor that collision and that claim as if it were to have happened, and this law wasn't enforced.
That's good information. That's kind of what we wanted to clear up. So I'm glad you're able to straighten that out. You said right now. What do we need to happen for there to be sort of a definite thing? Like, I mean, Florida's kind of already said that they're going to repeal this law, and right now they're not going to enforce it. But is it until that's officially repealed? Is that what we're waiting for, or are we waiting for something else to happen?
We're waiting for official word that either Florida has repealed this law, and we have our staff, our legal staff, who are in touch with the Florida Ministry or Department of Transportation and Highway Safety to get an official written position from them. So there's nothing official right now besides a release that we have seen and a comment that's come out of Florida stating that they're not going to endorse it. But again, the letter of the law is that this is on the books right now as a law until Florida repeals it. And that won't be, we've heard, until their legislative body sits again, which is March.
All right, that's perfect. Thanks very much, Pete, because I know we've been flooded with calls. I know you guys have been flooded with calls.
Indeed.
CAA has been flooded with calls. Travel agents. Everybody's kind of getting inundated, and there seems to be a lot of confusion. The decision to reverse it by Florida is causing much more confusion than sort of implementing it was. So I'm glad we got a hold of you and you're able to clear it up. So thanks very much.
My pleasure, Mohan. And it's really interesting in terms of the timing, too, because we're just a few weeks away from our traditional March break when a lot of people may head down for us. So it's a challenge, and it has been a very hectic day all around.
Yeah, absolutely. And also leading into a long weekend. So it's sort of double there.
Indeed. So if anyone's driving across the border, as far as New York, Pennsylvania, some sort of border states near Toronto, not an issue. So, and I guess that's the other thing that people sometimes, they hear that this has been enacted, but this is just with regards to the state of Florida. So any other of the 49 states, Canadians don't need to worry.
All right, great. Thanks very much, Pete. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Mohan.
Okay, have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.